You know, when a person comes to Jesus in responding to the gospel of Christ, two things actually take place. First of all, they are indeed responding to the call of the Lord. Secondly, they are in a position now that they can receive many wonderful blessings from the Lord that they will have in Jesus Christ. The song that we just sang, "I Am Coming, Lord," suggests both of these sentiments within its words. The words and music of this song was written by a man by the name of Lewis Hartsoe. And Hartsoe was an 1800s songwriter. And this song was actually written in 1872. It is very popular as an invitation song. We use it quite often here for an invitation song because it does indeed encourage those to give their life to the Lord or to give their life back to the Lord. What I want to do this evening for just a few moments is to look at the words of this song and consider how this song calls one to the gospel of Christ. And at the same time, how it describes the blessings that we receive when we come to Christ. Now, in your book, if you've looked it up in your book, you'll know there are four verses in the book. Verse 4 was not written when I wrote this lesson many years ago. So we're only going to talk about verses 1 through 3. First verse. I hear thy welcome voice that calls me, Lord, to thee. For cleansing in thy precious blood that flowed on Calvary. This song tells us that God calls us through his Son, Jesus Christ. In fact, Paul tells us this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14. To this he called you through the gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And not only that, he told us to call other people on his behalf. Jesus gave us that commandment actually right before he left the earth. Mark's writing of it, in Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, he says that Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. This song also tells us of tremendous benefits that we receive when we sacrifice ourselves to Jesus Christ. The chief benefit, of course, is the actual remission of our sins, the redemption that we have through the blood of Jesus. Paul tells us about this in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. He said, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So when we sing verse 1 and we think about the verses and the words of verse 1, I ask the question, have you heard this voice? Do you hear this voice as it calls you to come to him? And Christian, do you hear this voice when it is calling you to come back to him in the event that you have left him? Verse number 2. Though coming weak and vile, thou dost my strength assure. Thou dost my vileness fully cleanse, till spotless, all and pure. This verse actually tells us that we come to Jesus as we are. That we may be weak, we may be vile and sinful, as it says here. But we need to understand that we can come to Jesus just as we are. You know, we have a song in our book we sing a lot called Just As I Am. Because we are imperfect people and we may need to come to Jesus because of our imperfections. And Jesus is the one that we need to come to. In fact, he made the statement in Luke chapter 5, verse 31 and 32. He described himself as a doctor. Someone that we can come to when we are spiritually sick. Now, we can relate to this, can't we? We understand the idea of going to the doctor when we get sick. And every one of us has to do that. And I have found out as I age, I have to do it more and more and more. So we understand that thought of going to the physician. He tells us in Luke 5, 31, 32, that those who are well, they have no need of a physician. But those who are sick, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You know, he told this to the Pharisees because they were complaining about him spending time with the tax collectors and the sinners. Well, naturally, he would. Because if you're going to bring someone to you, if you're going to convert someone to your belief, you have got to spend time with them. You have got to let them know that you care. You have got to let them know that you are interested in them to the point that you want them to be a part of you. And that's exactly what Jesus did. Yet we have congregations in our brotherhood today who fight over this matter, that we should not reach out to those who are lost with friendly attitudes, with loving attitudes, with the attitude of bringing them toward us. And all we do when we go to them with harsh words and harsh thoughts, we're only broadening that gap between us and them. Jesus did it with love and compassion, and it worked. And that's why he was called the physician. You know, the blessings that we receive in Christ are described as a cleansing agent. Paul, in Philippians 4, verse 13, he said, look, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Christ has the power to give me what I need so that I can work for him. As the screen says, the blood of Christ has cleansing power. It has that love of God. It has the love of Christ who came. And Jesus offers us, through his blood, this love, and he offers us freedom from both the guilt of sin and the bondage of sin. Because sin will make you feel guilty about what you have done, and sin will bind you in itself to keep you away from God. In Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, Paul says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life is Christ Jesus, who made me free from the law of sin and death. So it is Jesus who sets us free. And we come to him even if we are weak and vile. Even if we do not have the strength to continue on our own, God has the strength to give to us, to help us move forward until, as this second verse says, until we are spotless, until we are pure. God's blood can do that. No, we do not have to be righteous and strong before we come to Jesus. He will accept us in our weakness. He will accept us with all of our problems if we will turn our lives over to him. Verse 3. "'Tis Jesus calls me on to perfect faith and love, to perfect hope and peace and trust for earth and heaven above." This particular verse is describing our growth in Christ. I do hope that every one of us can honestly say that we have grown in Christ since the day we became a Christian. My friends, if you are still at the level of Christianity that you was when you obeyed the gospel, something is wrong with your spiritual life. And you need to look at it seriously, because God expects us to grow. Peter said, grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. He also tells us how to do that. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, he says, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Now, what he is telling us here, that it takes purity to match Christianity. You can't just go out and do it however you want to. You can't take man's ideas, man's thoughts, man's creeds. You've got to do it God's way, and God's way is pure. If you want Jesus to call you, he will call you. And we must answer that call with purity. And then finally, the chorus of the song. I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. You know, this chorus expresses a desire for on our part for cleansing. When one comes to Jesus through the gospel of Christ, he is looking for that cleansing blood. And Paul actually explains this process in Romans chapter 6, beginning with verse 3. He said, "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Paul is telling us, this is how you are called. This is how you come to Jesus. You come to Jesus through faith. You're ready to change your life. You know who Jesus is as the Son of God. And you were baptized into his death. We are buried with him in baptism. And when we are raised, we walk in a new life. Our sins have been washed away by the blood of the Lamb. It's just as the song says, "Wash me, cleanse me in the blood." This is what Ananias told Saul in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. He says, "Why are you waiting? Arise, be baptized, wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." "Wash me," he said. "Cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary." I ask you tonight, my friends, have you heard that welcome voice? Have you heard Jesus calling you? Have you answered that voice by saying, "Yes, Lord, I am coming. I am giving my life to you"? He is calling you now, if you're not a child of God, to give your life to him. As weak as you are, as vile as you are, with all of your problems, with all of your difficulties in life, the blood of Christ can cleanse you. And you can be washed as white as snow. Christian, it may be that you have failed to grow, that you haven't used that pure milk of the Word that Peter mentioned. You can come back to the Lord. You can begin again. And you can be his child and listen to him as he calls you and answer that call all over. The blood of Christ will flow again and will wash you as white as snow. I am coming, Lord. I am giving my life to you. Tonight, if you need to respond, please come while we stand to sing this song.